بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the incidents in the lives of the pious. Imam Abu Muhammad al-Juwayni rahimahullah was a great scholar who possessed an extremely high level of caution and concern regarding the consumption of halal and haram. This prompted him to earn his own livelihood by working with his own hands to ensure peace of mind that his income was pure and untainted by haram. When the time for Imam Abu Muhammad al-Juwayni rahimahullah's marriage arrived, he used the pure and halal money which he had painstakingly earned to pay for his mahar and other marriage expenses. The effect of this pure wealth was clearly manifest in his own son that he was blessed with from this marriage. This son also grew up to be a great scholar and was later known by the title of Imam al-Haramain, the Imam of the two harams. Understanding the crucial role consumption of halal plays in the effort of a Muslim to live a life of piety, he ensured that he fed his child only that which was 100% pure and halal. Later in his life, when Imam al-Haramain was once engaged in a debate, to the absolute astonishment of all present, he was suddenly overcome by a short bout of stammering and stuttering. Somebody later asked him, "O Imam, what happened to you? We never once before heard you stammer or stutter." Imam al-Haramain rahimahullah replied, "It can only have been the ill effects of the traces which remained of the sip." Having given such a vague answer, somebody asked him, "What incident are you referring to by mentioning the sip?" Imam al-Haramain rahimullah explained, "My mother was once busy preparing my father's food when I began to cry. I was at the time a suckling infant. As my mother could not immediately attend to me, the neighbor's slave girl who happened to be present clasped me to her chest and to feed me. My father walked in at that moment and on seeing this immediately exclaimed, 'Neither does this slave girl belong to us, nor does she have the right to feed our child, her milk, as her masters have not permitted it.' Saying this, he grabbed me from her and turned me upside down, forcing me to vomit until I emptied my belly of the few sips I had taken. The stammer and stutter you heard from me today is on account of the ill effects of those few sips I had taken." This is the effect of halal and haram. And we see in the incidents in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, so cautious they were also. The famous incident of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when that milk or that food was brought to him, he went to this extent to vomit whatever he had taken in. And he said that even if I had to lose my life, I would have done so. So much of effort he underwent to take out whatever was put into his body. So someone asked him and he mentioned that, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention that that body that is nourished by haram will never enter Jannah, will go to the fire of Jahannam." So one is the actual item that we consume, and together with that, the means, our livelihood. So we should ensure at all times that this is completely halal. And the effect of halal also has an effect on our du'as. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned the famous hadith, the person is a traveler and is disabled, and etc. And he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly the signs on him are that we should give a person something. But Allah won't answer this person's du'as because he was nourished with haram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq at all times to ensure that we only consume halal. Allah grant us tawfiq to practice inshaAllah.